just letting you know if this call is being recorded, okay?
Sure. What did you say?
Bye.
Right, you said bye and then fuck off.
I called to fix your bodily injury claim. You told me that you were at work. I said, okay, can we do it another time?
You said, never no. asked me if you we could do it. Never. You were annoyed that I asked you to call my husband. That's it.
Right, and I said, was your husband
so
a driver?
So you admit was that you were annoyed that she asked you to give me a call?
No, I asked, was your husband the driver? Was your husband hurt?
You just said right that you were annoyed when she asked you to give me a call. Is that correct?
I didn't. What is this, a deposition? Like, are you an attorney? Am I on trial here? Again, she wants to get her car fixed. No, she wants the bodily injury claim settled so we can do that. I need to talk to her about that.
Okay, there's a doctor that you can speak to if you have any questions or concerns.
That's not how the claim is. That's not how it works.
Well.
We're not going to be able to pay any bodily injury claim, and we'll have to go ahead and get an attorney.
Then we'll just go to small claims court, and we'll see you there. And I mean, I guess if you want to make it more expensive for you, that's fine. But your attitude is just—it's completely out of hand. You know, I'm trying to be respectful to you. I haven't been rude to you. Hear me out. But you're cutting me off. Let me say something. At this point, I've been completely respectful to you. I haven't been rude. I haven't said anything negative against you. I've been trying to be cordial to you, but your attitude has been completely attacking and just very aggressive and just, you know, very defensive. So, you know,
do I not have a right to be a defensive when somebody's accusing me of telling somebody to fuck off?
Well, I mean,
is that incorrect?
I mean, I guess what you're saying is that my wife is a liar. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that your wife did not hear that correctly, and that never came out of my mouth.
I see.
She also did tell me to call you, and I said, why would I call him? You're the one that was hurt. We need to discuss that so we can pay you. She said I can look at the police report or that I could get the medical
bill.
Well, that doesn't work. It doesn't work like that.
Right. I understand that, but at this point what I'm trying to explain is that if you have any questions, you can speak to a doctor or we can go to small claims court.
It doesn't work that way.
But it will work that way in this fashion.
We're not going to talk to a
doctor. You will.
We're not going to open the bodily injury claims. You never allowed us to talk to your wife, or your wife doesn't want to talk to us, which is odd. I don't understand why not. We accepted responsibility.
I get it. I understand.
Wait, you never told me that. You never.
So let me.
Obviously, I accept the responsibility for the accident.
Let me ask you something.
Ask you about your pain.
Let me ask you something. Why, if you as an experienced insurance adjuster, whatever your title is, you know, do you think that we would want to create any tension or any type of delay to try and get any type of issue resolved, or do you think that we would want to try and create some kind of issue? I mean, because at this point it seems like you kind of have an attitude, and I really don't understand why you have such an attitude. You know, I guess I'm a little confused. It's because this is the first time I've talked to you, and I mean, I'm trying to be cool with you because I'm just trying to get to the bottom of our issue here. But I mean, I don't understand where the attitude's coming from.
Are you done talking now? This is like a non-issue. I wanted to get the bodily injury portion of this claim fixed by talking to your wife, but she kept saying I had to talk to you, so I was explaining to her that I didn't. I had to talk to her.
Right.
She doesn't want to talk to me. That's fine. Feel free to file small claims. That's no problem. We're not going to pay any type of bodily injury claim until we talk to her. That's how it works.
What is the number to your corporate office?
The customer service number?
Yeah, the customer service number doesn't really work properly. What is the name of
That's
your manager?
That's the one I have.
Sure. What's the name of your manager?
Steve.
Steve, what's his last name?
D'Ambrosio.
How do you spell that?
D'Ambrosio.
D-A-M-R-O?
No, D-A-M-B-R-O-S-I-O.
What's his phone number?
818-854-3133. But he's not in today, so you'll have to leave a message.
Sure, no problem. And what is his manager's name?
You could ask him for that.
I'm asking you what his manager's name is. What's his
manager's
name?
I'm telling him right now that you can ask him for that.
So what you're telling me is that you refuse to provide me Steve
D'Ambrosio's number, even though you know his name and phone number.
I'll give you his number.
Right. I want his manager's phone number because he's not in today. So I want to speak to
him. What's
his name? And I can call the customer service line directly and get that. Or if you'd like me to go through the whole hoops and call the customer service to get his phone number, if that's how you want to go about it, I can do that too. But, I mean, at this point, like I told you before, you're being recorded. And I'm going to upload this to YouTube and onto Reddit.com so that people can see how you handle business, Yesenia. So, once again, if you can please provide me with the phone number and the name of Steve's manager, I'd really appreciate it. And you'll appreciate it, too, because you're going to look like shit right now because I'm going to upload this call up because I've already told you I'm recording this. So, this is going to be uploaded, and I'm going to send you a link to your email. So, what's your email address? So I can send you the link.
I really hope you do that.
I do. I will. What's your email address? What's your email address?
I said a general one.
My problem is that you're becoming irate.
The phone.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm going to call my manager tomorrow.
You see that?
Her attitude was when she called me. She was immediately aggressive.
Right.
There you go, Yesenia Sáenz Castro-Yesi, Miss Educated Master's Degree, you fucking idiot. Fuck you. How's that?